I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. The sun is shining in Chicago. It's probably going to be the coolest part of your day. So if you want to get in a run or a walk, now is the time. We've got Dean Richards here from WGN-TV. His segment is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. And your Sunday radio partner is in here filling in this week too, Dean.
The birthday boy?
Is it your birthday, Andy?
No. That was Schwanny last week, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Andy. Yeah. Andy's there.
Yeah.
Andy's part of the Sunday team.
Yeah. So how are you today?
I haven't known Andy as long as I've known Dave Schwann.
Oh.
Which is what happened to all my hair, by the way.
It's Schwann?
Schwann. It's Schwanny. I had a full head of hair before I met Schwanny. Full, bushy, thick, curly.
Lustrous.
Lustrous. Thanks for noticing.
Hey, you save on any of those products, or does it require more?
No, being bald is fantastic.
Okay, just checking.
From what I can remember, and it's been a while, much more maintenance with the hair than now without it. You know, but the last time I had hair, you know, I was going to the Rush Street Discos blow drying it a lot. So, you know, it took a lot of work.
Hey, we saw Twitter at its best yesterday, because whenever someone passes or, you know, breaking information comes, Twitter gets everybody's message out. So we saw a lot of celebrities talking about the passing of Charlie Watts. And you know something about his Chicago connection. What's that?
Oh, the Chicago connection is phenomenal with Charlie Watts and, you know, the Rolling Stones in general. They performed here, you know, many, many, many times, usually at Soldier Field or the United Center, back in the day at the, you know, what was called the Rosemont Horizon. But, you know, they like to play the small clubs. In fact, the very first time that they performed in Chicago, believe it or not, was at the Harry Crown Theater in McCormick Place. And they also went just a few blocks away over to Chess Records on South Michigan Avenue, 2120 South Michigan Avenue, where they recorded the very first things that they ever recorded in the United States were at Chess Records, because they were such big fans of the blues. And as the legend goes, Muddy Waters, the great Muddy Waters, showed up when he heard that this, British invasion group, the Rolling Stones, were going to be there, because he wanted to see what they were all about. They took the group's name from his song, Rolling Stone. So he wanted to go, you know, and see what they were made of. And the legend has it is that the great, great, great Muddy Waters helped them carry their gear from the car up the back stairs into the recording studio. I've been over to Chess Records, you know, and it's a tiny studio. Back in the day, I'm sure it was very luxurious, but you actually go up this very narrow back stairway where the Stones and many other, you know, famous performers lugged their gear to bring it up to the studio. But supposedly Muddy Waters helped the boys carry their stuff upstairs to record there. But they played at the Double Door in Wicker Park in 1997. They performed at the Checkerboard Lounge, at the Quiet Night, at Kingston Mines. I mean, the list goes on and on. They loved being in Chicago and performing in Chicago because they loved the blues so much.
And what happens now? Because they were going to go on tour without Charlie Watts. Will they continue, or will they just wrap it up?
Yeah, they haven't said what's going to happen yet. They announced at the beginning of this month that Charlie had undergone some unspecified medical procedure. They still haven't said what it is. So we don't know if that's related to his death or not. They didn't release a cause of death. They're, you know, asking everybody for privacy and being respectful and private themselves right now. So we don't know what's going to happen with the tour. I would guess, just, you know, knowing the band, I think that they're going to go on and pay tribute to Charlie Watts in some appropriate way. There was all kind of reaction to the death of Charlie Watts yesterday. Elton John posted a beautiful note with a picture, both young men, Elton John and Charlie Watts, back in the day. Ringo Starr did. Max Weinberg posted a beautiful message, how inspired he was by Charlie Watts, Max Weinberg, the drummer for Bruce Springsteen's East Street Band, Pearl Jam. I mean, you name it. People in country music and R&B and everybody acknowledging that Charlie Watts was one of the greatest drummers of all time. A lovely video tribute was put on by Paul McCartney. Yeah, he was in a band back in the day, too, a couple of them. One was called Wings, one was called The Beatles. This is what Paul McCartney had to say.
So sad to hear about Charlie Watts, the Stones drummer, dying. He was a lovely guy, and I knew he was ill, but I didn't know it was this. So, lots of love to his family, his wife and kids, and his extended family, and condolences to the Stones. This will be a huge blow to them because Charlie was a rock, and a fantastic drummer, steady as a rock. Anyway, so love you, Charlie. I always loved you. Beautiful man, and great condolences and sympathies to
yeah,
his family.
He talked about his wife. Charlie Watts was married to his wife for 56 years. That's got to be some kind of record in rock and roll.
Yeah, that's a beautiful love story.
I would think, yeah. So he was 80 years old, and I imagine we'll be finding out, you know, once the dust settles a little bit, what their plans are with the tour, whether they go on or whether they... I mean, this tour has been postponed anyway because of the pandemic.
Right.
So, you know, we don't know. I would think that they would want to honor Charlie Watts and continue, but we'll see.
Good morning. I'm Lisa Dent in for Bob Surratt. Dean Richards from WGN-TV is here, as he usually is. And I'm stunned because this guy is building a replica of the house that he grew up in with his mom.
Yep.
And now he wants to change the name that his late beloved mother gave him.
Yes, Kanye West. Who can imagine something nutty coming from Kanye West? It's hard to believe. He was born 44 years ago and given the name Kanye Omari West. But yesterday, Kanye went before a Los Angeles Superior Court filing papers to legally change his name to Ye.
The last two letters of his first name.
Last two. He says it's not only the last two letters of his first name, which he says he likes, but he says it's also a word that is used throughout the Bible. So therefore, that's how he wants to be known from now on. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. But it's not even a concert at Soldier Field that's going to be taking place. It's a listening party for his new album that is allegedly coming out on Friday. It's been delayed half a dozen times, so I hope it comes out for fans. But I wouldn't be surprised if it got delayed again. But what Kanye is doing this time is building a replica of his childhood home right in the middle of Soldier Field. I hope they leave it there for the next Bears game, just to watch the players, running around it.
Hey, and Dean, those are union guys that have to do that, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's got to cost some money to build.
Oh, yeah. This is no cheap enterprise for Kanye. But, you know, the ticket prices for this listening party where all that's going to happen is they're going to be playing tracks from the new album. And we don't know if Kanye's going to come out or not come out or what he's going to be doing, but... ticket prices on the Ticketmaster website are ranging from $200 to $800. So I guess they can afford to build whatever they want. I think what's very interesting is that they did announce yesterday that they will not be requiring vaccinations for the 38,000 people that they're going to allow into Soldier Field, which is below capacity. So
I find that stunning because they made them show the vaccine card for Lollapalooza.
They did. Yes, they did. But no vaccines, no tests for, to show that you are COVID-19 negative to get in. And the reasoning that is given with that is that they say that both of the ballparks sell tickets at their full capacity, so over 40,000 So 38,000 with no vaccination requirements, and it's basically the same as going to a ball game. So I don't know if I agree or disagree with all of that. The COVID-19 numbers are about three times higher than they were at the worst of it right now. So there is that difference going on. But I think that's a very interesting side note to all that's going on for all the fans who are going to be coming to Soldier Field tomorrow.
Tell everybody about Dance for Life. That's a benefit. It's happening tomorrow night. So if you're not at Soldier Field, seeing Kanye, this might be an alternative thing to do.
It's going to be at the Pritzker Pavilion this year. Normally it's at one of the major venues, the Auditorium Theater. It's been at all the major theaters around Chicago. I was the host of Dance for Life for the first 20 years of it.
Wow.
It's now celebrating its 30th anniversary, and what they do is they get about six or seven of the biggest dance companies in Chicago all to perform on one stage, one night. So you get like a little taste of the Chicago dance community. It's an amazing event. And all of the money goes to Chicago Dancers United for dancers who are in need of health care. I imagine it's also this year modified for dancers who have not been able to perform because of COVID-19 and have not had jobs. So they help dancers who are in need. And you can get tickets. If you go to Dance for Life, Chicago.org, you can get information on the events. But it's tomorrow night, Pritzker Pavilion.
I've got to throw it to Steve here for news in just a second. But are you a dancer, Dean?
No.
Come on.
I'm really not. No, I'm really not. I'm a terrible dancer. I'm uncomfortable dancing. I don't even like to dance when I'm by myself. You know, some people are like, oh, yeah, you know, I go crazy when nobody's in, like, dance like nobody's watching. I don't even like to do that.
Dean Richards from WGN-TV. You'll join us again tomorrow, I presume.
See you then.
Look forward to it.